Hey guys, Coach Christy here. I know it's been quite some time since I created a podcast. I'm super sorry for that. I've been doing a little bit of traveling. Actually, I just got back from Australia about a week and a half ago. That was a great, great time. I love it down there. Those folks really know how to study their horsemanship. It was a super 2 5-day camps I did down there in Western Australia, but I'm always happy to get back home and reconnect or stay connected with those who might be interested in following my journey. What I want to talk to you guys about today is the concept of acceptance. Each year, I've gotten into the habit of trying to create a focus for that year regarding my personal growth. Last year, my focus was on the word authenticity. Learning who my authentic self is has been quite a journey for me. I grew up learning how to adapt to any given situation to stay out of harm's way and to not be, out on the street essentially. And, that journey caused me to become someone that wasn't very congruent with my true self. And so a lot of last year had to do with, standing up for myself and speaking my truth and, stopping people pleasing behaviors and things like that. And it didn't make everyone in my life very happy. people had gotten used to me being a certain way. And when you change that, especially if the way you were was adaptive to keep the peace instead of speaking your truth, then, that can be a hard transition for the folks in your life. But so far, it's, we're starting to come around to a happier space. And my word, my concept, my focus for 2019 is going to be acceptance. That there is a lot of peace that can happen when I accept things the way they are, before I decide whether or not I can or should try to do something to change them. And the biggest thing I have to learn to accept is that my joy, my peace, my happiness comes from only me. I can share that space with others when they are in that space, and I can try to be that space so that it's available to others, but I cannot cause someone else to get into their joy, to get into their peace. I can allow them to, but I can't cause them to. And that's a really hard thing to accept, especially when the people you would love to help or that you would love to guide into that space are loved ones, family members, close family members. But there's only one consciousness that I can be responsible for, and that's mine. And the tricky part about of acceptance is that it doesn't mean that I don't try to make things better. I surely do. What I need to also do, what I'm trying to do in my journey through this year and being more accepting, is to figure out what my sphere of influence is and be sure that when there's a chance for me to have an influence on a situation to make it better, to pull the frequency into a higher vibration where, more positive thinking lives, then I'm going to jump in all feet, all the efforts, all heart and soul, right? I'll give it everything I got. But I need to also learn to accept that there are some situations, no matter how hard I try, no matter what I do, there's just no way for me to possibly change it in any way. And who's to say the way I would change it is the right way to go? That's just the way I would want it to go. So that would just be me, trying to impose my will upon someone else. And I don't want to do that to my horses, and I certainly don't want to do that to people, especially the people I love. So this year, my theme, my goal, my focus is on acceptance. I'm going to accept my horses the way they are today, and embrace them, love them, good, bad, and ugly, for all of their, positive attributes, and also for all of the things I'd like to help them improve on. I'm gonna be accepting of them and give them space to be themselves each and every day. And through that acceptance, I will make a plan that will help me to create more high frequency harmony. High frequency harmony to me is my ultimate mission in life. By high frequency, I mean emotions and states of being that are pleasant, joy, peace, love, excitement, fascination, wonder, all of those things, versus, frustration, anger, fear, dominance, argumentativeness. Is that a word? I don't know. My goal is high frequency harmony, and the only way for me to achieve that is to accept the present moment. I will make a plan for what can I do within my sphere of influence to increase the frequency, to up the frequency, the vibration of the space I provide for those I love, and hope that in doing so, they might come with me. If not, I can still love them, I can still appreciate them, I can still honor them, and feel empathy for the space that they're in, but I can't do it for you, my students, my loved ones, my horses. I can't make you do it. I don't even feel that necessarily that you should do it. All I can do is try to keep being the best version of me that I can be, so that I can inspire others to figure out what that means for them as well. Whether that's the horses in my life, the students in my life, the family, friends, and loved ones in my life. My goal is high frequency harmony. And I'm going to start that journey today by accepting the now, being present and aware of what the now has and all of the blessings that are there, regardless of the situation, and making my plan for moving forward based on my sphere of influence. So there you have it, guys. Short and sweet today, just a little something for you to think about. I sure would love it if you enjoy my podcasts, if you would share them, comment on them, like, rate, and review. It would help me to grow my audience and have a bigger sphere of influence to head towards this higher frequency harmony. Come join me on the journey. We'll have dips in the lower frequencies from time to time, but the more we can support each other in the higher frequencies, the more success we'll have. So I hope somewhere along the way you and I can support each other in some high frequency harmony. Thanks so much, guys. I'll talk to you again soon. Bye.